We're discussing in our last shiur some dinim related to Birchas Halavana, and figured I would address perhaps another element of that mitzvah, maybe related to contemporary current concerns, and that is when the Levana is not entirely visible, as sometimes happens due to clouds or Canadian wildfires. What would the Psak Halacha be with regard to when one can or cannot recite the bracha of Birchas Halavana? So the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Chaf Vav, the Ramah there in Sif Aleph tells us, Ein lekadesh hachodesh ela belaila ve'es shalavana zorachas. Even though it's in theory possible to see the moon sometimes during the day, but the Ramah says nonetheless, one cannot recite Birchas Halavana except at night. And that means, says Mishnah Berurah, not even Ben Ashmashos, right after sunset, still too early. Rather, Dafka at night when the moon is providing some sort of light, and the key words in the Ramah are V'nehenin Me'ora, such that one can get Hana from the light of the Levana, which means, says the Mishnah Berurah, that one can even see on the ground the benefits, the effects of the light. Hard to judge when you're living in a city where there's so much electric lights and artificial lighting all around, but imagine if one were living up in the country, no lights around to speak of, would the Levana be large enough, bright enough to generate some light upon the ground that one could benefit from? That would be the determination as to whether one can recite Birchas HaLevana or not. So it's in that context that the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Mishnah Berurah says, if there is a cloud cover over the Levana, so if the cloud covering, says the Mishnah Berurah, is relatively sparse, thin clouds, such that you could see the Levana through the cloud covering, and in addition to that, you could still get Hana from the light of the Levana despite the cloud covering, then one can recite the Birchas Halavana. Now, on that point already, and perhaps the Sfaradim can confirm or deny, Poskim quote from the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai writes that no, even Anan Dak, even a thin, sparse cloud covering, Ben Ish Chai Paskins, you should not make the bracha at all. So it does seem to be a bit of a chiluke deos, at least between the Ben Ish Chai on the one hand and the Mishnah on the other hand. If there is a very thin cloud covering, which does not really interfere with the ability to get Hana from the light of the Levana, does one recite the Birchas Levana or not? According to Ben Ish Chai, not. According to Mishnah Berurah, yes. In Sefer Ishei Yisrael as well, they cite not just from the Ben Ish Chai, but the Chazon Ish also, they write, was noeg that the moon should be completely out in the open, not even a sparse cloud covering, nothing whatsoever. So the Chazon Ish also, it seems like he was in line with the Ben Ish Chai, that there's even the slightest cloud covering that might not obscure the light entirely, but covers it somewhat, one should not make the bracha. But again, the minhag of the Mishnah Berurah is that as long as you can still get enough light to be nehenah me'ora, one would recite the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah then adds, the same would be true if there's some sort of masach, he says, screen or curtain covering, and that he's referring to a tshuva quoted by the Achronim from the Radvaz. The same thing applies. Can you see any light through that very, very thin, sheer curtain that is blocking your view or not? If you can get some light through there, then you can see the bracha. More of a common, perhaps, application, Mishnah Berurah says in Shir HaTzion, would be making the Birchas Halavana from behind a window. From behind a window. That might be relevant as well. If somebody is hesitant to go outside because of the climate or because of the air quality, whatever the hesitation might result from, can one say the Birchas Halavana through the window? So the Shir HaTzion writes that this tshuva of the Radvaz would be relevant to that shaila. Same way the Radvaz says, as long as you can get some hana from the light of the Levana through this masach, through this, call it a curtain of whatever sort it is, so too the same would be true by the window. Windows hopefully are clean enough that you can get some hana from the Levana through the window glass pane. If that is the case, then you would be allowed to make the bracha from the inside of the window to see the Levana through the glass. So writes the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Gimel. Now, there obviously is a mitzvah, ideally, to be in the Kaddish Levana while outside. The post can write that the Kaddish Levana is like greeting the Shechina. It's the very last Rambam on Siman Tav Chaf Vav writes, Ein Mikachin Levana Tachas Agag, that ideally one should be under the open sky, not under a roof. Because, Mishnah Berurah explains, according to the Gemara, Kiddush Levana is Kikabalas Pnei Hashchina. It's not Derech Kabod to be standing under a roof while you're being Mekabal Pnei Hashchina. So ideally, you should go out to the street without any covering overhead to be Mekadosh Levana. But that's only L'chatchila, says Mishnah Berurah explains the Rama. If for whatever reason one can't go outside because of health concerns, then one can say the bracha from inside the house by way of a window, provided again that one can get Hana from the light of the moon through the glass pane of the window. So that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting footnote in the Sefer Ishtei Yisrael quotes as follows. The Magen Avraham, although we just read from the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, that one should not make a Birchas Levana while under the roof. That's the Ramah's Lashon. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because it's not Derech Kavod to stand under the roof when greeting the Shechina. The Magen Avraham writes the reason is we want to avoid any possibility of Tumas Ohel, which Moshe Feinstein questions, they cite here in his Tshuvas, what Shaychus is there between Tumas Ohel and Birchas Levana? If you're telling me it's not covered, you should go out and greet the Shechina, okay, that I understand. But Tumas Ohel, is this any different than any other Dover Shebek Dusha, any other mitzvah? Dafka, this we're at Tumas Ohel. So, if Moshe questions, that comes to the Magen Avraham, but interesting comment nonetheless. A perhaps relevant shaila to this, fascinating chiddush that the Be'er Halacha quotes from the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. Be'er Halacha writes, the Be'er Chaim of Sanz Paskind with regard to what happens if the Levana is covered with clouds. So before we get into the Chiddush of Chaim Vasanz, look at the Mishnah Berurah again. Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if the moon is right now out in the open and you start saying the bracha and then the cloud cover comes on in. Okay, you started Bizman that the moon was out in the open. Now there's cloud cover. Mishnah Berurah says you can still finish the bracha. Fine. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you see there's a moment of opportunity. There is a window in the clouds and the sun, moon right now is coming through. So you're going to hop right and say, great, I'll start making my bracha right now. And then if the clouds come in afterwards, no, I'll finish my bracha once I've started, I can finish. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you're Mishayar based on how quickly the clouds are moving and what you see to be the pattern of the clouds in the sky, that if you're going to start, even when the moon is out in the open, you won't be able to finish before the next cloud moves on over. So Mishnah Berurah says you should not start the bracha if, based on what you can see and assess, you think the clouds will cover the moon before you finish your bracha. Don't start then. Not enough time. You should only start the bracha if you have enough time to finish the bracha before the moon gets covered again. The Be'er Halacha, though, then, in that context, cites a fascinating chiddush of Rav Chaim of Sanz. He says as follows. He says, let's say a lot of cloud cover coming quickly, moving quickly, and I didn't get a chance to start the bracha before the clouds cover the moon. Chaim Sanza writes that so long as the moon was just a moment ago out in the open, and I haven't yet started my bracha, and the clouds already sped on in and covered the moon, as long as he suggests it is still toch kedei dibur from when the moon was out and visible, you can still chop around, you can still make the bracha. Fascinating chiddush. He's arguing the same way you're allowed to start the bracha when the moon is out in the open. And then you can finish it even if the moon gets covered while you're saying the bracha. So he argues that even if the moon is already covered, but a moment ago, a second or two ago, it was out in the open, you can still say the bracha. What's his raya? Fascinating raya. His raya is from Siman Reish Chaf Zayin. There the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the bracha, the one says on thunder and lightning. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you hear the thunder,
crack of thunder, you want to make your bracha, shekochu kvasim alei olam, but at the moment you're standing in the bathroom, and you can't make the bracha where you are. So the Shochanach Paskins in Reish Chav Zayin, Sif Gimel, Hayoshev Vesekise, Veshama Kol Ra'am or Ra'a Barak, Im Yachal Latse Sulavarach, the Dibur Yetse, Shochanach says you're standing in a place where you can't make a bracha. And you hear the crack of thunder, if you can just step right outside. I mean, I just walked in. Nothing happened yet. I'm just standing in the bathroom fully clothed. I haven't obligated myself until this time. I'm just standing in a place where I can't make the bracha. I hear thunder. So I can run right back out, and within Tochi the Dibra, I can make the bracha. So Shomach says, that's fine, you can do that. So Chaim of Sanz argues, oh, who heads in here also? If I can run out of the bathroom after hearing thunder and Tochi the Dibra, I can make the bracha. So if I see the Levana uncovered, and a moment later the cloud covers it, if I can start Toch the Dibur, good enough. That's his Chiddush. Which the Mishmur rejects. He says, Eino Doma. Why? And here's the argument the Mishmur makes against Reb Chaim of Sanz. He says, when you make a bracha on thunder, the bracha is always a Birchas HaShavach, that this is how Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kohu Gvasim Le'olam, this is how the world functions, how God created the world. This is a It's a birchas haShevach on, as he writes it, minhago shel olam, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Kochu gevurasam alei olam. You just heard the thunder, you can make a bracha. Toch kedibur, good enough. But here, says the Mishnah, it's not enough that you're making a bracha on the brias haolam, the functioning of the world. You're making a bracha on the hana of the light of the moon as well. So if the moon is no longer giving you the hana, even though a moment ago it was, too late. You can't jump on in and make a bracha if the moon is no longer providing you that light. Because it's now covered by a cloud. What about somebody who is unfortunately blind, unable to see the moon? What is the din of a suma with regard to Birchas Halavana? So the Biur Halacha cites a Tshuvas Maharshal, Siman Ayin Zayin. And the Maharshal writes that a suma is allowed to make the bracha because others can get hanah from the moonlight. So even though he himself can't personally see the moonlight and get hanah from it, but others can, much like the Gemara says, a suma can say yotzar ma'oros because others can assist him based on the hanah they get from the light. So to the Gabbai, the Birchas Levana, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Maharshal in his Tshuva, Siman Ayin Zayin, Paskins, that a suma is allowed to say the bracha as long as everyone else is able to get enough from it and to see it.